Ready or not, 2025 is here, and so is the next wave of AI. It's crucial for lawyers to take advantage of AI and automation that's going to disrupt the legal space that's to come in 2025. And that's why I'm hosting a free event for lawyers called Lawyer Club Fiesta on December 12th at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. It's a valuable, action-packed event filled with insights on AI and automation, where we'll also be discussing lawyer hot takes on controversial topics, and a chance to win a 42-inch monitor and an Apple iPhone and a unique opportunity to connect with like-minded legal professionals. You'll leave with actionable strategies to position your law firm to ride the next wave and profit from being an early adopter. However, seats are limited and going fast. Click the button below to register now.
Hey, it's Sam Alai here, founder of My Legal Academy, where we help lawyers scale and automate their law firms so they could sign up more clients and reclaim their precious time. If you're looking to grow your practice while working less, click the link in the show notes to book a free call to discover a radically different way to grow your law firm. Enjoy the episode.
Hey there, fellow law entrepreneurs. Welcome to episode 427 of The Law Entrepreneur. I'm Neil Tower, your East Coast host, joined by my good friend Sam Alai out on the West Coast. Sam, can you believe we've done 27 of these together in this year?
Only 5,000 more to go.
Only 5,000 more to go. Yeah. Right.
It's about the consistency that matters in life. Before we know it, we'll be celebrating.
Exactly. Well, I'm really excited about today's episode because this is one of those things where I'm probably going to have to sit back a little bit and just absorb all the knowledge because, frankly, you know, this is an area where you are an industry leader in that we're going to talk about. And it's never more evident than when we do something like this, where we talk about trends that are emerging that you are on top of and want to share with our audience. So I'm going to try to pitch in where I can, but mostly I'm here to learn.
All right, let's do it. I just want to give a shout out to we're having a big fiesta, Neil, called Lawyer Club Fiesta, which is our should be our biggest event of the year. It will be virtual on Zoom. If you go to events.joinlawyerclub.com, again, events@joinlawyerclub.com, it's a free event that we're putting together where we're going to be having experts talking about innovation. We're also going to have a big giveaway. And I don't think I've ever seen such an amazing giveaway. Neil, we're giving away a giant monitor, Apple iPhone 16, and Apple AirPods. That's as good as it gets. All you have to do is, again, go to events.joinlawyerclub.com, register, and join us. It's on December 12th. It'll be a lot of fun. And me and Neil will be speaking there. And one of the main topics, actually, we'll be talking about is AI trends to watch out for. So this will be a little preview. And we'll go even deeper when we do it then. So again, please make sure to register. And I think the link should be in the description in the show notes below.
And here's another good reason to do so, because as Sam said, I'm going to be there and I'm going to be taking time to be there from celebrating my 43rd wedding anniversary.
Wow, congratulations.
So we're married December 12th. So I'm very happy to share that news and to be a part of the Lawyer Club Fiesta.
That is an amazing accomplishment, Neil. God bless.
In this day and age, yeah, I feel blessed. As I tell people, I'm on my original starter wife.
Good. May you always be start and fresh for you.
Indeed.
All right. So three AI trends to watch out for in 2025. Very, very, very crucial to know what is going on because these things are coming in hot. Number one is agents. I was one of the few people to call this out 2 years ago. As soon as I got exposed to ChatGPT, I'm like, I see where this is going. Okay, cool. There's an AI application, but the highest form of AI application is agents, AI that does stuff for your law firm. And wherever we're going to end up being is we're going to have fully autonomous law firms where basically these AI agents are interacting with your prospects. So that means basically, let me just try to make it practical. AI texts your leads for you, starts a conversation, starts asking them qualification questions to see if they qualify or not. A lot of times, it's able to screen out the ones that are not qualified, which is great. It saves you and your intakers time. If they qualify, it's able to do a full intake or a good kind of qualification kind of intake. Then it's able to either pass them off, schedule them on a booking with either you or your, ideally with your intakers. Or if you really want to push the agenda, we could have our intakers actually get people signed up. But that requires a little bit more nuance, which I could talk about in another episode. But I've actually done this and I shared this in our conference over a year ago. And then once your client is signed up, whether by either you, your intakers, or by your AI, then it's passed off to another agent who starts texting and emailing your clients for you to start collecting documents or any information that hasn't been gathered already. Then at that point, the AI takes over and starts drafting different demand letters or discoveries or whatever that is. And then once that's prepared, that's passed over to your lawyer, to the lawyer at the law firm who's able to review everything, make sure everything checks out, make the revisions, and file it. Then the AI agents could even follow up with government agencies to know what's going on, or with the opposing counsels via email or text, whatever that is. And it's able to get the settlement or finish off whatever transactional work that needs to get done. And AI agents are able to also start talking to the client to collect Google reviews so you can keep the lights on and continue growing from there. These little, what I just explained is real. And I actually have two AI companies, Neil, that I hired for my two of my law firms who are doing the front end stuff, which is signing up the clients. And as we're kind of growing, as we're optimizing that, we're learning a lot along the way. Obviously, like the FAQ questions, how to qualify, how to disqualify, how to communicate, whether it should be short text, long text, how did you know that should be communicated. And as we learn and grow, we are adding on to the what the AI agents can do. So the next initiative that we're right now exploring is document collection. We've already figured out how to use AI to sign up clients. I could share with you. Last month, we signed up over 100 AI-assisted clients with AI. Amazing. We improved the model and we're just optimizing it as we go along every day on a daily basis. And I'm actually having our team every day not just share how many clients we're signing up, but more importantly, how many AI-assisted clients we're signing up, because I want that to be the key focus. And our goal is for 100% of our clients that we're signing up to be AI-assisted signups. So that's kind of exciting. This is here. It's happening. There's particular companies that are doing this. Very few companies are actually doing this correctly and, you know, spending enough, have the right teams to do this, but they do exist. And so that's the very first thing. And it's super exciting. And, you know, ultimately, again, the goal is fully autonomous law firms that are most of the work is being done for you to serve the clients all the way from A to Z.
Sam, how is that manifesting itself? Are these like an AI enhanced chatbot on the front end or an AI enhanced responsive component within your email workflow? Like, where does the AI agent live?
Number one is via text. Number two is through voice, which is basically through phone calls. For the most part right now, 80% of it is done through that. And I can imagine the next layer will be email. Will be the next layer to put on. But for the most part, it will probably be text, phones, and emails. Text is by far the easiest one. That one is like layer one, easiest one to set up, easiest one to do. Layer two is the voice one, which requires, you know, setting up an agent who knows everything that, you know, that needs to know, but also be able to cut out the latency. You know, how fast could you answer those questions? And also there's things that are out of the wild. Somebody, you know, brings up something that, so refining all those outlier kind of situations. But yeah, usually those two things. And it's real. Again, it's real. It's not like just, you know, just talking
and
about
I can
it.
See where you can use it. Like if you're following some of the suggestions that you've made in the past, Sam, about increasing your marketing and digital ads, which I am living through, one of the things you see is you frequently get responses that aren't consistent with what you're looking for. Okay. I would love to have the AI capability to parse those responses and deal with them in an even more automated way than I'm doing so right now. Okay. We're handling it, you know, through text responses that are key to certain terms, but we have to manually go in and invoke them. If I had an AI component that could say, hey, this is an area of law that you don't practice and could offer the proper response, it's going to save me a lot of time, money, and effort.
And that's why it requires that ongoing work to oversee the actual communication that's actually happening. And we're doing that on a daily basis. We're reviewing all the messages, every single one. We're continually refining it, you know, and giving it.
And you have to think of those incoming text messages as data. I think that's something that we tend to overlook. But it's the data that's going to drive the education of your agent, is it not?
Yeah.
In part.
Yeah. And it helps you, you know, create your SOPs and just continue improving your SOPs of how this should be dealt with. And over time, actually, you know, when you have the written format of the data, by the way, Neil, it helps you with your marketing also. So you know what words that, you know, your prospects and clients are using. And a lot of times you take those buzzwords and throw it back into your marketing and it does well. So that's layer one, agents. That might be the probably the most exciting thing to look forward to. Number two, Neil, is decision support systems, DSS, that are going to be integrated into your law firm CRM to give you practical, valuable insights so you can make good decisions for your law firm so you can grow faster. Okay. So there's a lot to pack there. So let's go through it. And this is actually something, Neil, that I'm actually working on, the company that does exactly this, what I'm about to explain. Again, it's a decision support system. This is not something new. This has been out there for 30, 40 years in the tech space, but we're just adding our own specialty that we know about law. And we're also using law firm's CRM as our data source, which is a gold mine. And I realize as I'm submitting in my own law firms, you know, these CRMs are not being fully utilized. And in age of AI, data is the fuel to everything. So if we get our hands on this, that we know is it will be our secret sauce and something that, you know, if we could get some insights from one law firm, we could help that information, help the next law firm and continue doing that. And the more law firms that we help, then we have the most robust information knowledge base for each particular practice that's about what's working, what's not. And for our benefit for our clients is we could share that information and say, hey, that's a part of our thing. Again, without necessarily needing to share private information. Again, no private information is shared between law firms, but the insights can be shared. Again, the mechanics is we plug in to your CRM. Okay. Your CRM has the most amount of information about your prospects and your clients. We pull out that data, parse it out, we clean it, we see what's missing, we see what we have, we try to fill in the holes if we can. And then we take that clean data, we throw it into AI, and through our kind of proprietary questions or formats, things that we know that we need to ask, we'll use those questions to get good insights about who are these prospects? You know, what are they talking about? What are the trends that we should be looking for? What kind of marketing should we do? You know, what would be the best way to collect these documents? How can we best serve them? How can we build agents on top of these things? And it's just basically tapping into this untapped data goldmine that every law firm is sitting at and using that as a data source to help us make the right decisions for our law firms. Super exciting, Neil. Something that I'm like kind of excited about because, you know, I don't see this being done too much. And I think it will give us a really huge competitive advantage to these law firms that have these kind of AI data-driven decisions to help them make decisions.
Yeah, I think the challenge for me is to understand, and just as an aside, you know, I've said before that law is my fourth career. Way back when I was in IT, and I remember one of my classes at the University of Maryland was decision support systems. That was way back in the early 80s. So when you say this has been around for 30, 40 years, you're not lying. So, but the key is implementing it in a AI-driven way such that it can be integrated with your CRM. And I think the way to think about this, if I understand it correctly, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, is that when you look at your CRM, you as the law firm owner or the responsible attorney, you're making decisions based on what you see, right? I mean, obviously. And you're making decisions about what's the next best step for this matter, or how can you help this client? What's the next activity that has to take place? And a decision support system here, if I understand it correctly, as you've explained it, would encompass that logic and go ahead and create that pathway without your expressed involvement. Is that right?
Yeah, you said it pretty much spot on. There's so many things that are going to come out of this that, you know, once we go deep into this also, we're like, we're going to find things that we never thought.
Yeah. So
you mentioned the one, which is predictive analysis, which is before it happens. Imagine, you know, you get, you know, some percentage of your clients who are kind of not in the know and they're wondering what's going on. Well, imagine if AI can say, this type of client, it feels like they're probably going to be, they're entering that doubt stage. So proactively we'll go give them an update. Or, you know, hey, you haven't really analyzed this client for these causes of action, but also ask them these questions to see if there's something deeper. And you might be able to, you know, squeeze a small little case into a much bigger class action case that maybe you didn't, you know, think about. These kind of insights that you never even thought about, you know, once you bring AI into the picture, they're able to give you those insights. And just one of those decisions, Neil, you're turning, you know, a 5-figure case into a 7 or 8-figure case right away, pays for it and some. And again, data is going to be crucial. And those smart lawyers who are tapping into it are going to, you know, reap the rewards. Let's go to point number 3, which is the third big AI trend that I see happening, which is more and more AI enhanced legal research, helping lawyers kind of do the research quicker with more predictable, better results. Okay. The AI is key when it comes to research. It's one of the things that's probably the strongest at, because it's all data, right? Research is just data, taking loads of information and then getting the right insights that you need to help you make decisions about what you should do with your clients. Well, there's a couple of tools that I'll share that already do this. The most popular one is Case Text's CoCounsel, which basically it's a very user-friendly legal research that allows you to do case analysis, citation assistance, everything that comes in that whole realm, which is being a lawyer. A very good proven tool that I found a lot of lawyers talk very positively about. Also, LexisNexis and Westlaw have their own also AI features, but I've heard more positive things about Case Texts. Also, Westlaw Precision and Ross Intelligence. Those four, Neil, are the top ones that I've seen lawyers talk about inside of our community. Check those out. Again, it helps you save a lot of time. It helps you get better answers. It helps you write better drafts and briefs and everything that you need to do in motions, and a huge competitive advantage for you to have a more efficient operations and be able to serve your clients on a much higher level. So to recap.
Yeah, I'm no longer in the litigation world, but when I was, you know, a motion for summary judgment in the PI world was the most legal, research-driven and undertaking that we did. And, you know, the whole idea of gathering the right cases, this concept of shepherdizing the cases, if you recall from our legal research and writing classes, shepherdizing the cases, and then providing proper blue book formatting, that is tailor-made for AI, okay? Just tailor-made. So if you're having a hard time conceptualizing how might I be able to use a tool, think of that process and think of, okay, here's the problem I'm trying to solve. Here's the jurisdiction I'm in. Here's some key factors about the matter. Here's one or two cases that I know are relatively on point. Do the research for me. Lay out the key points. Now, it can't write it for you. You have to do your own writing. Certainly can give you a good draft. I wouldn't file something that you haven't read every single word. Yeah, word for word, and understand it and agree with it. You can't circumvent or not do your legal responsibility. But in terms of giving you a head start and a quick jump, man, that's unbelievable.
Now, I'm going to add one more shout out for some things to watch out for. And it's something, Neil, that's still a lot of lawyers I don't see taking advantage of enough yet is GPTs. Which are basically custom ChatGPTs that you can build yourself based on your own framework, your own documents. Let's just say, you know, you have a bunch of even personal injury demand letters, believe it or not. Let's just say you have 10 templates or 20, 100 different templates. You're able to upload that to your own GPT, write your own frameworks of how you want the demand letters to be. And then you're able to use this GPT to basically answer a set of questions to say, hey, customize this demand letter that I want you to write based on these key facts for my client. And it will give you a very strong first draft of these the demand letter or whatever you want to help you, you know, cut through the noise. And actually, you're able to pass off this tool to your team, your demand writers, to be able to utilize this. And this GPT could be applied to across anything you could think about. I just happen to have 30, 40 of these that I've built for my own marketing and business and decision kind of needs. But I know there could be somebody, somebody can take that, apply it to anything they can imagine when it comes to the legal realm to help them run their law firms and help their teams run their law firms. All right. So again, we look forward to continuing this conversation with you at Lawyer Club Fiesta. If you go to events.joinlawyerclub.com, it's free. It's on December 12th. We'll be talking more about this with a lot more guests. Interesting panel discussions. Neil, you were not our MLA Live, but one fun thing that we did was Lawyer Hot Takes, which is where I take, this time we're doing five. I think last time we did 10, but this time we're doing five of the hottest, most controversial topics in legal space. And we get people to be able to give us their opinion about which one do you agree with. And everybody brings up interesting kind of viewpoints about both sides and be able to kind of talk that out, share our insights. And a lot of things that are top of mind for a lot of lawyers. That'd be one cool thing. And again, we're doing pretty epic giveaways. So please just go to events.joinlawyerclub.com, register and continue on this topic about things to watch out for in 2025 when it comes to AI. We appreciate you.
Come join me on my wedding anniversary.
And future episode, we'll be talking about 5 secrets to scaling your law firm faster than ever. So if you're looking to scale your law firm, continue listening in to our podcast. We'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to The Law Entrepreneur. If you found value in the show, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you're listening. And don't forget to share the episode with a friend. It could help transform their life. To get access to a treasure trove of exclusive free resources for lawyers, go to joinlawyerclub.com. Again, that's joinlawyerclub.com. We'll see you on the next episode.